Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Let it begin! As always! Got a new setup here. How you guys doing out there? Welcome to Motorcycle Madhouse, brought to you by Insane Throttle Biker News. Got a pretty good show for you today. Got a lot going on over on the West Coast. Yeah, we got a lot going on the West Coast over there. Out of Modesto, there has been some developments in a case that started last year. So we're going to check that stuff out. First, what I want to do is, it's funny, I was having a conversation with BD, and I guess somebody wasn't too happy with me for calling him a snowflake over on our channel. So, you know, it happens. You know who I piss on everybody's Wheaties equally. That's just me. Well, he didn't like my viewpoints. You know, then the freaking R card is played. Every time you have a disagreement with them people on the left, you know, the snowflakes, they get pissed and they start calling you the R word. Now, you know, everybody knows what it means, but I ain't going to give any credence to it because it's BS. You know, one thing that I was asked that was especially interesting. Everybody who's seen my mixed race video over on YouTube, I laid it all out. I am one of them guys that believe, hey, we all bleed red, man. You know, you got guys in foxholes getting, you know, shot up together, giving their lives for together. So, you know, who am I to say this person's not as good as that person? I'm just not that kind of guy. I just ain't that way. I don't harbor any ill will towards anybody unless you come at me. That's just the way I've always been. So anyway, you know, I was asked, do you believe Black Lives Matter? Well, of course I believe Black Lives Matter. I just don't believe in the organization because it was taken over by the extreme left. I'm talking anarchists, man. Then he said, well, you know, why can't you put out there, you don't believe in the KKK? Well, I don't believe in them morons either, man. I really don't. If you gotta hide your face and you can't do something that you believe in and you gotta hide, you're a coward. That's just the way I look at it. So, interesting stuff, with this conversation. I think I'm going to start a series over on Instagram, because on Instagram, what I do is I put up videos that I normally don't do over on YouTube or Facebook, and I don't cover it in the podcast, because I like to keep it biker news related and all that good stuff. Even though in the upcoming shows, I'm going to start giving monologues and stuff like that, kind of like what I'm doing now. You know, just giving a brief overview of a couple subjects, my thoughts on the subjects. Mix it up a little bit, you know what I mean? I think it makes for more interesting radio when you do it that way. You know, with the biker news segment, I try to get it around 25 minutes a segment. That way, you know, you're listening in the car, you're out on the bike, you know, you just stick with us for about 25 minutes and, you know, you're listening to what's going on in the scene. But at the same time, over, you know, like I said on Instagram, I like to discuss social issues. You know, I just don't want to be put in that box. You know, there's just so much more out in the world to talk about. And I believe the Instagram TV or Instagram, whatever the hell you want to call it over there, is a good place to do it. You know, I was going to do it on the other YouTube channel, but I was like, man, that's just a pain in the butt and all that good stuff. So I decided to go that route on that way to do things. So if you're not a subscriber to Instagram, get over there and subscribe over to Instagram. You'll get a lot of good stuff, and I'm sure we're going to have some heated battles because, again, I believe in putting on both sides. Now, for the guy who was complaining to BD, you're a snowflake schluck. You're a schluck. I guess he's Antifa or something like that. Dude, you really don't want to debate me live on air about your positions. You really don't want to do it. You know, you might come, say, oh, I'm going to throw a couple punts. I'll bring a jackhammer to the debate, dude. You better have your facts straight if you want to debate somebody like me. You know, be very prepared. One last thing before we get into the biker news segment of the show is I'm really going to start working on the Patreon deal. I'm going to start working on that tomorrow. I'll come up with a big plan, you know, for the members and stuff like that. I'm thinking about holding once a month Zoom conversations with the members. So I am working on that. You know, I got so many freaking logs in the fire right now. It's unreal. If you've seen us on Facebook, you know, YouTube, all that stuff, you see how busy we get over there. But, you know, that's just some thoughts. Just some thoughts. So let's get on to the biker news, shall we? 1 year after New Hampshire biker crash, I ain't gonna say his name, but the driver challenges witnesses' accounts. Go figure. This from the LaoSun.com by Andrew Martinez. The driver is asking a judge to toss evidence offered by witnesses who allegedly saw him drive erratically before his pickup truck slammed into and killed 7 bikers last June in New Hampshire. The driver faces 23 charges, including homicide and the deaths of 7 Jarhead Motorcycle Club members in a fury wreck on US 2 and June. On June 21st, it's actually been a year. Man, I remember when that first story came out and all the clubs started pitching in. The whole biker community came together. Yeah, it was a sight to see a year ago this happened. And it's just starting to go in the court system. Somebody actually asked me about the Keith Palumbo case. And again, that takes a lot of time. When we get new things, we'll put it out there for you. Just like this, though, it takes a lot of time to go through the court system. He also made requests last week to toss various evidence related to his checkered past. Really? So the judge, not the judge, but the jury don't get to hear about your checkered past because you're in the hot seat right now and you want to get all that tossed, right? Yeah. The West Springfield man is contesting witness accounts of his alleged erratic driving before the crash, and this is the lawyer talking, it's not him, it's the lawyer, as described by a passerby, 3 Littleton, New Hampshire firefighters and 2 employees of an auto dealer, one of whom called blank, pick up driving like a bat out of hell. Well, you want the firefighters' accounts tossed out. Why? Because they're credible? Yeah, don't mess with the firefighters. You guys know that. His lawyers also want a judge to prevent prosecutors from presenting evidence of his alleged heroin overdose and revival after 3 days of Narcan administered by emergency responders last May. So that was a month before this. Why did he even have his CDL? Can anybody tell me that? Please, tell me. Quote, there's no specific apparent connection between an incident of apparent overdose and alleged, well, yeah, there is because he was high when this happened. So all this evidence should be included. You know, the judge, I don't think, is stupid enough to fall for this bit. He also asked the judge to toss or grant an oral argument over evidence related to a semi-tractor trailer rollover in Texas 18 days before the New Hampshire accident. According to prosecutors, he allegedly told New Hampshire investigators, "Well, I mean, I do heroin," when discussing the Texas rollover. You really want to put that out of evidence? I just don't see this judge being that damn stupid. I really don't. Defense attorneys fired back, calling the connection between the accidents lacking a logical chain or reasoning. An accident related to inattention for which the driver was not at fault could not possibly be relevant to prove his knowledge of the dangers or of intention. No such logical chain of reasoning exists. This whole thing don't reason. If you want to do good for your client, which is a schluck, try to get him a deal, man, because he's nailed. An initial investigation by authorities alleged the driver drove over a center divider and slammed into the jarhead biker's head-on, while an independent analysis cited the driver's legal team earlier this year alleged the lead biker killed in the accident drove onto the center divider and was intoxicated. You know, it's always blame the victim. Blame the victim. Yes, that is a defense attorney strategy. So you know, but we will keep you updated on this story. Now, York County Sheriff's Office charged six men, it says, are members of a popular motorcycle gang. This out of CN2.com. And this is CN2 News. They're not giving an author on this article. But out of York County, South Carolina, the York County Sheriff's Office charging six men, it says, are members of the Hells Angels motorcycle gang. Detectives believe they planned an attack as an intimidation tactic over presumed territory. They say the men tried to enter the Bear's Den Bar in Clover to start a fight with members of the Outlaws motorcycle gang. The owner told police he came out to the parking lot and tried to get the men to leave. According to the deputies, when another member of the Outlaws gang pulled into the parking lot, he was attacked by the group. All six have been charged with strong-arm robbery and criminal conspiracy. I'm not going to even mention anything on that one. Anyway, modb.com, and this is a case I was talking about that was from last year. This out of the Modesto Bee, a murder case dismissed after feds withhold evidence. No, not the feds. Are you kidding me? They don't do that kind of stuff. Yeah, sure they do. They're schlucks. That's why they do it. Aaron Tracy is the contributor to this one. As part of an investigation last year by federal and local authorities into an alleged drug ring involving the Modesto Hells Angels Motorcycle Club, authorities developed new information in a five-year homicide that led to an arrest. But earlier this month, after a preliminary hearing had already begun, Deputy District Attorney Wendell Emerson dropped the murder case against Jeffrey Valthorne. You mean that they actually do something right, or they go by the Constitution? I'm just asking. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office would not hand over evidence and witnesses essential to the prosecution of Valthorne, Emerson told Judge Linda McFadden on June 1st. According to the transcript of the hearing, quote, "We did not have significant meetings with the Federal Bureau, FBI, and the U.S. Attorneys," Emerson said in court. "They are not going to, at this time, make the evidence and witnesses available to us. Both the prosecution evidence that's in as to the defendant and some Brady information about a second shooter. So our office, based on that, is going to move to dismiss this case." Meaning when the FBI has an informant in there, they don't want to release the name and stuff. He's probably working on something else within that club. He's probably still in the club. So buyer beware is what I can tell you. But that's what's going on right there. A spokeswoman from the U.S. Attorney's Office said officials on the case declined to comment. Quote, Brady information refers to the Brady Doctrine, a pretrial discovery rule that requires prosecutors to turn over the defense all exculpatory evidence that could exonerate a defendant. I told you that's what's going on here. The preliminary hearing, which determines if there is enough evidence to justify the charges, had begun in mid-April when the attorney, Pierce E. Martinez, began asking for the information from the federal investigators that led to his client's arrest. He didn't comment on this stuff, but he was charged in a murder in 2015 of Stephen Lousy. A bystander found him suffering from gunshot wounds in a pickup truck after seeing him driving erratically. You know what? Basically, it's going to be dropped for now, but I guarantee it's probably going to be re-upped again. So he's got a little breather, but, you know, what that the feds are doing is they're protecting that informant. That's why you don't see him going to court and you can't get any charges, because he's in there probably doing a RICO deal. Just remember that. Let's go on to our Corey Graff Wall of Shame. Yes, Corey Graff. He is a friend of the show and sends us articles all the time. You know, the ones that, you know, cops claim that bikers do all the time and they're so innocent. Well, the Wall of Shame shows you different. Fired Missouri officer arrested, charged with driving police car into a black man and beating him. Wow. Ouch. A recently fired Missouri detective was arrested Wednesday. Really, you want to do that stuff in this kind of climate now when everybody's watching every movie you make? Yeah, real smart. After surveillance footage appeared to show him driving his police SUV into a fleeing black man and then beating the prone man. It's getting pretty messed up out there, it looks like, man. It really does. Former Detective Joshua Smith of Ferguson was on duty the night of June 2nd when he claims he spotted a vehicle with illegally tinted windows. Man, they still do that? I know here, man, you'd have black as black. A non-functioning front headlight. Well, of course, they're going to get you on that. And no license plate. Yeah, that might be a little trouble. According to his report referenced in a police press release, he claimed the car also failed the signal when changing lanes. He said he was attempting an investigatory stop of the vehicle when the people inside jumped out and ran. Surveillance footage of the incident paints a different picture. Yes, you're on camera. When will everybody understand you're on camera? Anyway, in the video, the car's occupants, both black men, can be seen scrambling out of their car and running toward a nearby house in a suburban neighborhood, as shown in a clip acquired by the Associated Press. Moments after the second man exits the car, the video appears to show a police SUV speeding across the house's driveway and slamming into the men. No siren is audible and the SUV's police lights are not flashing. Really? Yeah. Filing Watts said protest, Smith was fired a week later on June 10th. Yes. He was previously held on 50 G's. But posted bail the day of his arrest. So that's what, $5,000 he had to do? So yeah, that is the Wall of Shame, Corey Graff's Wall of Shame. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section about this one. Hey, don't forget to go over and subscribe to all our platforms. We're talking Motorcycle Madhouse on Spotify, iTunes, all the major podcast platforms, as well as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, ArlieLiberty.com for all your daily biker news. Thanks for the support. Make sure you guys get over there, share it on your pages. I'd really appreciate it. So, my final thoughts. Yeah, the first one. I hate it when they try to throw the victims under the bus. They always do that, and now there's even more witnesses that seen that wreck, and you know what? Firefighters, I always believe a firefighter, man. They got more integrity than a lot of people out there in the, you know, especially more than Leo and stuff. So with them saying that kind of stuff and, you know, seeing the evidence of how this guy was messed up a month before, had to get Narcan, the whole nine yards. Yeah, I really do think the evidence should be in there for the jurors to hear about this guy. I am, you know what, everybody's surprised that the guy still held the CDLA. I had a CDLA, and yeah, I didn't mess with that sucker, man, because that thing cost me 5 G's to get. You know what, and a lot of truckers, they complain about all the foreigners coming in, how they lack safety awareness, the way they treat the job, the way they look, you know, and what I'm talking about when they, the way they look is they're dirty. You need to take a bath, take a shower, man. That's what them freaking travel USAs and all that are for. TAs, man, take a shower. I think you get a free one with all that gas, you know, all the fuel, you know, fill ups and stuff, so take a freaking bath or something. But anyway, this is just a sad state of affairs with this case right now. It's only in preliminaries, and it's been a year. It's been a year that this happened. But one thing that came out of it is the biker community really came together for the Jarheads, which is just awesome stuff, man. Just awesome stuff. But the other story that I was talking about more was, this is something that club better be looking into, because if the feds ain't handing over that Brady evidence, yeah, you got an informant in your ranks right now. I don't care what anybody says, you got him in your ranks right now. That is the only reason why that evidence wouldn't be handed over. You know, one thing that a lot of clubs used to do, I don't know if they do them now, is they used to hire private detectives. You know, nobody knew about it. Only, you know, an officer or two knew about it. And they would sic the PIs after, you know, people that they thought, hey, this guy could and couldn't be. And they get their intel and stuff. You know, same thing that works with women, man. Women are the same way. You get women that don't know any of the club members and they, you know, poke around and stuff. At least that's the way it used to be done on the streets. I don't know about that. Now, it seems like if people don't understand that you can get caught on video at every day, any damn time, something's freaking really wrong. Really wrong. That's all I can say. Am I right, man? Is people really ignorant nowadays? They don't understand the video part of it. It's just like this, you know, these cops. It's like, really, dude, you're doing that kind of stuff. You're running over people with your SUV and crap, and you don't think you're going to be on, you know, film? Anything that happens, people pop out them cell phones, man. You know, I think that's really one of the good things that actually came out of cell phones. You know, me, I'm still at the point where, man, I wish we go back and there was just beepers and payphones. Not all this hassle, all that stuff. Everybody knows where you're at all the time. Yeah, I can't stand that stuff. I can't stand it. But not to know that, something's wrong with you. That's just pure ignorance. But what did you guys think of the monologue? All that good stuff. Let me know. Hey, Snowflake, man. You know, nobody deleted you, buddy. BD, me, don't do that stuff. Because if you act stupid, YouTube or one of the other platforms are the ones that's going to censor you, not us. You know, we got longtime subscribers that never get their comments published because we don't even see them. So that's just telling you something. You know, the days and age that we're living in right now, all the censorship, you know, I'll talk more about that over on Instagram. Again, Instagram is where I'm going to have a little social issue talk and all that good jive, man. You know, you see behind the scenes of the show, you know, working out, all that good stuff and my thoughts. But until then, you guys take care, be safe, and thanks for listening to Insane Throttle Biker News.
Goodbye, bamboos, adios. Ciao, so long, it's your head jack.
The radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded so you never miss an episode.
Hi, this is James Hollywood Machikari. Join our YouTube channel and get Motorcycle Madhouse and tons of videos related to the bikers. Join now by subscribing for free and become part of the throttle today. Always free and always entertaining. Don't forget to visit us at www.harleyliberty.com for your daily biker news. Rock on!